This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, 7 after the hour on today's DJV program, or maybe it should be DJR. And this hour we're joined by Rich McFadden. The Radio America crowd is cheering hooray for Richie. Richie is here. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen, the Dominion Company. Could you please dig into that a little bit, Jennifer? Because I'm certain a lot of people in this country still don't understand what Dominion is or was, how it impacted the election. It came out of nowhere, that term.
Deal. You're seeing things. Nothing really happened.
I know.
Nothing really.
There's nothing to see here.
There's no fight club.
Just keep going.
Right.
I actually, you know, it's really interesting because I paid attention to this sort of because it rolled out and it was different. If you went to the polling place and you used a machine that looked like an iPad, you were most likely using either a Dominion or a Smartmatic system, which is a contract that was entered into by over 27
who
states.
Who owns the company?
Well, that's a great question. So when you dig back, they say that the roots are in Canada, but if you keep digging, Smartmatic's roots are actually in Venezuela. It was actually a technology that was developed by Hugo Chavez and used again by Nicolas Maduro, who remember the controversy we heard about Nicolas Maduro and Juan Guaido, and Juan Guaido was the person who was claiming that he won the presidency and Maduro was trying to ace him out, and we ended up getting involved. We tried to overthrow Maduro and bring Guaido in.
Yes.
All based on Dominion and Smartmatic.
Just as an aside, where is all that? What happened?
I don't know where Juan Guaido is. I think that he is still obviously a political opponent of Maduro's, but I don't know exactly. We've kind of lost interest, right? We moved on. But if you remember that was all based on the same technology, which a lot of people are not talking about. And so flash forward to a couple of days after the election. I think we all watched it.
I think it's called An Inconvenient Truth. Remember that book?
No.
You know,
Jennifer, I disagree. People are talking about it. The conspiracy theorists.
Right, the people who are
all the conspiracy theorists.
All the whack jobs.
The people who are they're all the whack jobs. They're all crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we get written
they
off.
They appear on all the right-wing radio shows, but, as those are the people we're talking about.
But you flash forward to the day after Election Day, and on my local program, which I host in Los Angeles, I had a conversation with Linda Payne, who runs the Election Integrity Project, which is a bipartisan group of people who are out there trying to make sure that elections are safe and secure, because in California particularly, we've been doing this sort of mail-in ballot, the ballot harvesting, the Dominion system. Like, we become sort of the model for the rest of the country. And so Linda Payne was on, and she said, oh, I have to tell you about this system. It's based in Venezuela. It has communist roots. People do this so that they can overthrow and come up with, they can create outcomes of their election because you can actually insert algorithms into these machines. So I start looking around, and in California, in L.A. County, where they use Smartmatic, I looked, and all of the congressional races, like Republican and Democrat, all of them were split with the same margin, 70-30.
And that's just weird. A coincidence.
Los Angeles has such a wide demographic. I'm not expecting Republicans to do gangbusters. I wasn't even expecting the Republicans to win. But isn't it odd that every Republican lost their race 70-30? I mean, really, there was no... I mean, you can look it up right now if you want to look up California, look up L.A. County congressional races.
Yeah,
and so I thought, well, that's kind of odd. And
then,
sorry, Rich, go ahead.
No, just to back up your point, there's a video on YouTube, obviously conspiracy theorists, but this conspiracy theorist happens to be an MIT PhD who he and two computer programmers looked at all of the votes in Michigan. And when you lay the votes out in a graph, every district has the exact same voting pattern.
Right.
When you look at it like visually, when you look at it on a graph, every district has the exact same voting pattern. And So he asked the computer programmers, the coders, what's the possibility of this happening in the real world? And they're like,
0.0%.
Right. And these are the questions. Again, is it going to overturn things? And people are calling people like that talk like Rich and I, probably conspiracy theorists and whack jobs. Right. But the thing is do you want this to continue in this country? Is this who we want to become?
Where depends people who on want who's to in buy. Charge.
And by the way, Democrats and Republicans have benefited from this system for the last few years. According to a lot of people I've talked to, Hillary Clinton used this against Bernie Sanders in California in 2016. Many people believe Bernie would have won California had this not been in place. So this is not new, and it's not Trump exclusive, which is what a lot of people are setting it up. It's just Trump being crazy. No, this is something that's been going on for a while. Now, also think back to election night. And think about how we saw something really unprecedented happen, and that was we saw in Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin, we saw the votes stop. We saw the votes, they stopped counting.
Well, it wasn't
overnight,
that because Trump, they would
why
tell you
did they
Trump
stop?
Said, stop counting
no,
votes.
They, but see, that's a lie. Trump didn't say stop counting the votes till 5 days after the election. So that's a lie. That's something that the media is making up and changing the timeline.
Sure. I thought I heard
it's
that.
True. He did not do it the day after the election. No, he did not. He did not say stop counting the votes. That's something made up, fake news. Can't fall victim to that. So the votes stopped counting.
Yeah.
And everybody's going, what happened? And then in the morning we wake up, and Trump was ahead. So why would he say stop counting the votes? He was ahead by hundreds of thousands of votes in all these states. And then the next morning,
he wasn't ahead
5
by like 2,000 votes or 10,000 votes. He was ahead by hundreds of thousands.
135,000 votes in Michigan. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
In Pennsylvania, 600,000.
So then all of a sudden the votes start counting up again, and then this influx of Biden votes come in, 135,000 of them in Michigan without anything going to Trump's column. How likely is that? There's so many questions. No one will provide an answer, and everybody says, well, there's no evidence. Well, there's your evidence. What the hell happened, I think, is a good question. Can we ask that one?
All right, here's the question to ask. Richie. You have several well-known talk radio personalities that are under your helm. There's a big kerfluffle today and a couple of, and I say this without bias, but the points are always going to come from the liberal side when it comes to taking shots at the conservatives or the right-wingers. I consider myself a conservative, but I'm not a right-winger necessarily. So there is a... Apparently, somebody was on to Sean Hannity about his sources. And then the question came up about whether he actually checks out the information that he talks about on his program. And he said, no, I don't vet the info very much. And people went crazy. I thought to myself, how naive. Do you think, especially if you listen to me, that I check out everything that I talk about? Or if you listen to Mark Levin, he's got one bogus claim after another. It's not what you lose here in the translation.
I can help you out with this.
That's what the audience wants to hear. Who cares whether it's true or not? Go ahead. You were going to help me out with this.
One of the sources that Sean uses almost on a nightly basis is one of the
Levin talkers
that worked with us, Sarah Carter.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the win. Sarah Carter is an exceptional reporter. Like, she is boots on the ground all the way across the U.S.
She does a podcast with
border,
you, right? Doesn't she do a podcast?
Afghanistan, Iraq, she does a podcast with us. When she says something, it's because she has looked into it, checked with her sources,
right. And it's
and
true.
She has been investigating it for 3 to 4 years. And it's true. So Sean calls on her probably 3 to 4 nights a week to have her input on different stories. So that's why Sean might not need, because he knows and trusts this source. Now, I can't talk to his other sources, but I know with his relationship with Sarah that he has a trusting relationship because he knows her work.
That's one side
and when
of the story.
He puts her on. He knows.
Okay, but that's not irrelevant to my point. But it is good to know and good to hear. I think I remember you telling me about this lady doing a podcast there at Radio America. By the way, for those of you who may be new to the program, is the originating network for this program. And so, at any rate. The thing that's lost on these people who are holier than thou is that if you put Sean aside and you take Levin, for example, or some of the other, Ben, what's his face, Shapiro, your pal, Jennifer, These guys come up with stuff that isn't, they're not trying to tell you the truth. They're trying They're trying to feed the minds of the people who follow them. They don't care whether it's true, and they just want to hear whatever it is that they have
totally
to say.
I totally disagree. I think Mark Levin, and I've worked with Ben Shapiro.
I know,
So I don't think that people are out there just trying to tell people what they want to hear. I don't. I have a perspective, but I will tell you the truth.
Yeah,
and
that's
Sarah Carter and John Solomon, they're probably the only good reporters that are left out there right now who are actually uncovering the news without spin. I mean,
yeah, but the definition of what is a good reporter comes into question at the time. I'm not saying it's entertainment. Radio is entertainment. It is not about get the facts and do.
Doug, it might be nice
to have the facts, but go ahead, Richard.
Let's address this though. Okay, all right, so. Old school talk radio, right? 80s talk radio when Rush was just
That's where I grew up in 80s talk radio.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
Right, right. And it became this entertainment vehicle. And then, like, in the late 90s and 2000, it kind of changed. It kind of changed where it wasn't as entertainment-based as it was kind of like we're talking about the facts. So I think there's this evolution, and yes, I totally see what you are talking about because that was the case, and I don't think that is the case anymore. Now in the age of YouTube and podcasts and internet, it has become more of what's going on. Let's take a deeper look, and let's look at these five websites. What are they reporting on? And that's what Jennifer's talking about. It's changed.
I think I think radio still needs to be entertaining because it's an entertainment medium.
Yeah,
so I think your delivery has to be entertaining. And no one, I think, has done it better than Rush Limbaugh has done it. And that's what makes him so great.
Absolutely. I'm not talking about Limbaugh here.
You have to be incredible.
But Limbaugh would be the first to tell you that it's a show. And it is entertainment. And people who have asked him that I know and who know, we all know, say, is that all that stuff true? And he'll look and smile and wink and say, well, it's entertainment. Most of the stuff, maybe it is. It depends. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That facts and truth are not the same in the minds of some people. The truth to some people, I'm going to tell you the truth. Well, it's whose truth? Your truth?
Well, let me tell you
their truth? Our truth?
When Dana Lash goes on the air, her job is to look at those facts, check those facts, read 5, 10, 15 different stories, talk to a couple of people, and then make it as entertaining as possible when she talks about it. Mm-hmm. So all of the information is based on facts that she's checking. But she needs to be entertaining for the audience because otherwise you're just bashing people over the head and you get bored.
I don't want to listen to you.
Right. So you want to get a plug in for your other show, Chad Benson, because he's good at – I like Chad's good – and entertainment.
You want to laugh? Yeah. Check out Chad Benson.
All right. There is Richie's plug. Jennifer, thanks.
Also, check out the 3 Martini Lunch.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Right.
I'd like to check that out. Can we go now?
Oh, and the Mock and Daisy Chicks on the Right podcast. Don't forget that.
There you go. Okay. And don't we have What's Cooking on Radio America, too, somewhere?
Rich, what the
of course.
Heck?
Yeah,
come on.
Rich. What's Cooking?
What's Cooking? Hi, Jen, thank you. Richie is here with me for the rest of the hour, 19 after the hour. Here's the way to lose weight. Those of you, I don't know whether you, Richie, put on any weight. I actually found myself, first time the other day, was it yesterday, I think, I stepped on a scale from last week, and I had a couple of more pounds there than I have had. I've been trying to lose and be a good boy, but I haven't been a good boy. And it's, you know what? It's been because I've been by myself.
It's
and
time
I'm
of year.
Eating. Yeah, and it's the time of year. So you want to get ahead of that. That's why I suggest that you go to Calitrin's website. You can either get there by going to calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, or you can go to toploss.com and see the story of the people who have lost pound after pound, hundreds of pounds, thousands of pounds. In fact, the usage of Calitrin over the past 22 years has been responsible for losing millions of pounds on people in America. So let's get to the Calitrin website. Let's lose the weight. Let's stay ahead of it at least. Give yourself a fighting chance during the holidays when you're going to eat. Look online for the daily deals at Calitrin or toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code and you'll not have to pay for shipping and you get the best deals. That DJV code at toploss.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This sort of starting with Woodstock has become a theme or an anthem for a certain group of Americans. So I think it's interesting that Brandi Carlile and Pearl Jam's Mike McCready have gotten together. They previewed their performance of this Dylan tune, The Times They Are A-Changin', from the late 80s. This is connected to the Peace Through Music virtual concert, which actually is on the air tonight. It's a 40-second clip that we have seen and you're hearing, capturing the beginning of the performance with Brandi Carlile singing lead on the first verse of the song. Peace Through Music, a global event for social justice, airing on Facebook Live at 3 this afternoon. You notice, Richie, how many more of these, even football games, are starting at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon instead of like the usual nightly thing. Is that because that everybody can DVR and they can watch it later? I mean, with sports events, you want to be on in the moment, though. Right? Who can watch it at 3:40 in the afternoon instead of at 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night? Who's there? Who's the audience for
On Saturdays and Sundays, it's...
Well, but
it's,
this is today. I think it's... No, it's tomorrow, the San Diego game being played at 3:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday. So one would wonder.
COVID.
Along with Carlile and McCready, there is going to be a performance from Keith Richards, Mavis Staples, Robbie Robertson, Ringo, Peter Gabriel, Gary Clark. Let's see here. Carlos Santana, Annie Lennox. Wow, this is an interesting group. This is all my group. Sheila E., Skip Marley is going to be there. Special appearances from Billie Eilish, Norman Lear, and Megan Rapinoe. I don't know her. Who's she? You know who she is, Richie?
Megan Rapinoe.
Rapinoe? Okay, so... All right, Phil, so who is she? You can whisper in my ear. I don't know who she is. She's soccer. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I was thinking that they're not all musicians. Norman Lear.
Did you say Norman Lear?
Yes. She's about 95, I think, now.
Yeah, I was about to say, what in this picture doesn't match the rest?
Right, exactly. Peace Through Music, honoring the 75th anniversary of the U.S. and the United Nations. Combination serving as a call for equality, human rights, and an end to discrimination. contributions from partners and all donations benefiting organizations that are fighting poverty and inequality and systemic discrimination. That would be represented by Playing for Change, the United Nations Population Fund, Silk Road, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation. Interesting. So who determines that? I can hear you without saying it. Go ahead.
I mean, if we just chuck money at equality, does that make everybody, you know? If we raise $15 million or $70 million or $1 billion, how does that help people be equal? Just this whole fake equality thing. Like, yeah, if there are people who need economic support, absolutely. Let's go. If they need educational support, absolutely. If they need to be fed, absolutely. But when you throw the word equity in there, you know what? You and I will never be the same. You know what? We work differently, and it's just this whole, they use the word equity like it's like
the time
I'm
going to
have as much money as you are, no matter what the circumstances are.
Yeah,
and it's going to be fair. And, you know, but, yeah, support everybody. But when you throw that word equity in, come on now, people, let's be realistic.
Yep, I'm with you, Richie, on that one for sure. All right, next up musically here, we got a moment for Cat Stevens announcing the Cat Song Festival in celebration of the 50th anniversary of his album Tea for the Tillerman and Mona Bone Jacon. Dave Matthews, Jack Johnson, James Morrison, among the 40 artists performing for this virtual event, scheduled for YouTube on the 5th, which is Saturday. Another 3 o'clock in the afternoon thing. At least it's a Saturday. It's great to see and hear these covers of my songs given new life, said Cat Stevens, also known as Yusuf Islam. There's no better honor for a songwriter than to have his songs performed by talented musicians.
Very cool.
With such love and sincerity. I've always been a Cat Stevens fan, frankly.
I'm a big fan of the new virtual concerts. I'm really digging this. I watch quite
a few. But what about with 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Who's going to watch this stuff at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's all repurposed media if you can't catch it live. It's great.
More people are doing that, right? They can do it.
Yep, absolutely.
Do it whenever they want to. Yeah.
Yep.
I know you won't be surprised to know that I don't know how to use my DVR or any of the other things that capture.
There's nothing about that shocks me. No. Absolutely nothing.
All right, just checking in. That's all. All right, coming up on 29 past the hour with a tribute here, focus on Cat Stevens on the DJV show.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. Healvets.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the United States leads the world in a coronavirus vaccines with Operation Warp Speed, U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech said they have applied for the European Medicines Agency, or EMA. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's win in battleground states of Wisconsin and Arizona was confirmed following a partial recount in Wisconsin. The FBI is now involved in President Trump's claim of massive voter fraud using voter fraud information collected by Amistad Project, the project's director Philip Klein on Newsmax TV.
Well, it is a good sign, and there are actually other investigations ongoing which we cannot speak about. There are good questions for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, but what our data shows is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed. committed, what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed? And we have identified hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of Kansas. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Somewhat of a mediocre game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17 in last night's Monday Night Football game. After the loss, head coach Doug Peterson tells us where the team needs to go from here.
We've battled with a lot of injury, a lot of different moving parts up front with the offensive line, guys in and out. You know, it's just we haven't had the consistency and the continuity that you would like week in and week out. That you look at offenses around the league that have stayed together and have stayed healthy, there's continuity and there's consistency there, and we just haven't had that this season. And it's something that we don't make excuses for it. It's where we are, and we have to get better.
Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is all ears when it comes to turning things around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we're stagnant like that as an offense, you know, I'm all ears. You know, whatever coach is confident in, however we can, you know, get some momentum or pick up a first down in that case early in the game. So, obviously it's a tricky thing to navigate, but I think, you know, if it's going to provide us the spark that we need, hopefully going forward it can in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we just didn't do enough all around tonight. I said it last week, you know, this is what you sign up for. And as a quarterback, ever since you're a kid, you know, you're prepared for any of those. Nothing's ever guaranteed. And so for me, I don't think about that, though. I just try and go out and be the best player I can be in practice, prepare my tail off, compete my tail off. I don't think about those things. I'm going to give it everything I got every time I step on the field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What happened? Oh, I was on before. What happened? I was but all of that energy of mine went out the window because I wasn't on. Good God! Let's have
another wasted effort.
Moment of silence for that. All right, so this is, I need to do a little backgrounder here. The DJV program, which was originally called the Good Day Show, and has now become the DJV program because of the advent of adding Jennifer Horn, who's actually been on with me for almost 15 years. Believe that, Richie? And Victoria Keelan.
No, I don't.
Isn't that amazing? Well, you and I are almost 30 years now, when you get right down to brass tacks. As the last of I've seen you grow up, actually, the last of the independent producers. I am the last person in the country who independently produces radio programs. I'm affiliated with Radio America and happy about that. It's been my longest by a long shot. Holland Cook, who's a, I don't want to make this too inside, but Holland is a consultant, and he's been affiliated with me for years and years and years as well. And he's proud to tell people that I have been on every bastard network that was ever created. And I have.
What's the actually. Only one that's still around?
Me, you, and me. That's it. I'm the only one who's in it. And, you know, the other people work for you that are on Radio America, but Radio America is still around. And all the rest of them that have been around, they took a shot at it, whether they were left or right or in the middle or whatever. They are gonzo. I'm talking about the independent. I'm not talking about the ones associated with the big companies like CBS and NBC and that bunch. But at any rate, Richie and I have a long history. For those of you who are new to the program, he and I spent, as a matter of fact, we used to laugh about this. He and I spent more time together than we did with our spouses, as far as being on the air, because Rich was the producer of this program.
Those were the days, huh?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a spouse, so that wasn't really a big deal for me, but you did.
Right.
So
I was your spouse.
Yes. In a lot of ways, that's probably true. Yes, exactly. So Richie's here because Jennifer has to go to her other gig, one of her many other gigs. She does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, so she needs the last half hour of this program to get to do that. Victoria is off today working at a food pantry, if I'm not mistaken, something that she was very passionate about, and she was doing it, and it's because it's Giving Tuesday. Well, today a lot of people are doing big things because of Giving Tuesday, and if you don't remember or know, the idea of Giving Tuesday came in September of 2012, 2 months actually prior to the first Giving Tuesday occurring on November the 27th, 2012. The announcement was made by Giving Tuesday founding partner Mashable. Now, I don't know much. That's a website, right? Mashable? What do you know about Mashable?
Yeah. It's like a news aggregator.
Is it? Okay. Purpose of the day is to inspire people and companies to take action like Black Friday does, Cyber Monday, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there are lots of people who have partnered up with this. I believe in Heifer International. I know you know who that group is. I give a lot to them as I can. I help a couple of local organizations that are into land protection and conservation, that sort of thing. But whatever, whoever, however, if you think about it, maybe you got a few nickels, dimes, quarters, dollars, whatever, to give to something that you know makes a difference. As Richie and I were saying a few minutes ago, there are a lot of people that are out there that are beating the drum for change. Yep, that's great. We all want that for sure. There are a lot of people beating the drum for equality. But what does that mean? So if you're throwing money at something, maybe you do it for a purpose that, and I'm not saying that equality isn't just, because it is, depending on your definition of it. But when you give to something that's solid, that's what Giving Tuesday is about. Something, you know, like I believe in helping farmers find land. So there are a couple, there's an outfit called Land for Good that I support because we don't have enough land set aside for farmers, and some of them can't afford to buy more land, but they really need to have more land so we can grow on the land what we need to eat. And so that's one of the things that I pursue. Anyway, Giving Tuesday is today, and Richie's giving some of his time. Here we go with another. This kind of comes out of that same clubhouse you were talking about with equality. The story from CNN and Brianna Keller. She's an anchor over there. These people give me a royal pain in the you-know-where. So here she is. All right. Well, you don't know who she is. I don't watch CNN because I don't watch any of these networks because they're all, it's the same old stuff. It's like we were talking about before with regard to some of the talk radio people and what the audience wants. So anyway, this woman, Brianna Keller, goes on the air slamming Fox News for spewing wild conspiracy theories. Hello. Who are you to take a shot? Why would anybody? The only reason she did this was to make herself get a headline on Fox. Is it back and forth, these guys all the time? Sean, whoever is over there, they take shots at MSNBC and CNN. It's like a game, for God's sakes. Who falls into the hole of thinking this is actual, this is news? It's not news.
It's all become just talk radio on
TV.
TV now.
Yeah.
They get up there and they just, nothing is the news anymore. Everything is just, it's my opinion.
Hey, that's a great title for a podcast. Let's do that. Nothing is the news. Let's do a podcast call.
It's my opinion. I've already
copyrighted
news.
Yeah. All right. So anyway.
But it's just, that's why I do the few shows that you can find where they do have real reporters on doing the real work. I mean, those things are gold. That's the gold standard now. People.
Well, that's that's the WGN America model, right? That's a, you know, it's kind of like, they're put reporters on the street. There's no talking heads. It's not, you know, this is what this means. You idiot. I don't want to have you tell me what it means. You think I'm stupid? I can't figure it out on my own. What it means? I don't need you to tell me. What is the impact of that?
Cable news, though, is just ruining itself. The internet is going to end up taking over cable news. Cable news is just going to start fizzling out, and the internet is going to rise up. And all of these, it's getting more fractured and just diluted.
What's the model to make money?
Views. I mean, you got your Joe Rogans, your Tim Pools, that are out there getting hundreds of thousands, millions of views per video, and that's it. So the YouTube model, and then they get a Patreon account or they get the Super Chat tips in their YouTube lives. There's plenty of money, but you got to amass an audience, and that's the hard part because there are millions of people. I mean, look at us in podcasting, right?
Yeah.
There are a million published podcasts out there at any given moment. Many of them are dinosaurs just sitting around collecting dust and haven't been published in a long time. But, you got to amass an audience. And, but if you do that, there's money there. The money, the revenue model is there.
Speaking of money, The Rock has a new ice cream line. It's called DeWanta's Spiked Eggnog Ice Cream. Apparently he has his own tequila line. Did you know that? I didn't know he had a tequila line.
Yes, I did.
The Rock has it. Yeah, really? Okay. So this special eggnog flavor.
I don't consume tequila anymore.
Yeah, oh, you don't? Okay. Oh, good
bad enough. Things happen.
Yeah. That was beer when you were a kid. This flavor, available on its own or as part of the DeWanta Claus Naughty Nice and Spiked Pint 5-Pack, which includes Salt and Straw's classic double full vanilla and chocolate gooey brownie, and the return of last year's Naughty and Nice duo, I Saw Mummy Kissing DeWanta Claus, which is a chocolate chip cookie dough and chocolate milk caramel fudge mixed together in a whiskey ice cream base. Good God. Oof.
I'm
65 bucks this costs. There's all kinds
I'm
of
out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, for the 5-pack.
For all of it together. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So apparently, the Rock's tequila will also match every dollar donated. They're going to be getting people to donate. Part of this promotion is to help out restaurants for people. This is a program to help those who are in need, don't have enough food, et cetera, et cetera. So
maybe Nancy Pelosi can buy some of it and put it in her $25,000 refrigerator with the rest of her $100 ice cream.
This is such a phony. Good God. All right, the vote today is coming up on what's going to happen with the public will get the virus. We'll get the vaccine. The public get the virus is when they don't wear a mask. Dr. Robert Redfield is in charge of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, Richie, and they've advised the Food and Drug Administration to approve the application for Pfizer's emergency vaccine. Now, they're voting on it today, so why isn't the vaccine available tomorrow? If England and Canada have the vaccine coming from the same place, why are we waiting? Why do we have to wait until December 11th? Which is more than a week away. Nobody has given me an answer that makes any sense for that. And then, of course, there's a list. Well, but why do we? This is an emergency, right? Haven't we acknowledged that this
is?
So what do we? This is. If there is a better example of government screwing the pooch here, I don't know what it is.
I think what I'm really curious to see is that Trump removed all of the red tape obstacles to even get this done, right?
Right, yeah.
I want to see.
Well, it also makes a question, a point of why did it take so long to get the drugs approved in the first place. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's just I want to see how this changes the model, the drug model going forward. when you have a company like Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca coming up with these things in record time.
Right.
And then we've known how FDA has just been a log jam for decades. How does that change everything going forward? That's what I'm really curious to see. And we'll be interested to see is how the bureaucracy and the red tape being cleared away for 9 months will change this whole model going forward. And with Trump not being there anymore, who knows? Maybe it just all goes back to the same thing. But maybe the public and the drug companies have figured out a way to be able to kind of get things through to us cheaper and quicker than they have been for the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when you look at the stats, I saw one from a group that I trust, 39% of the numbers, only 39% of when you hear numbers like 2.5 million people have died or whatever it is around the world, and 290 in America, 290,000. In fact, only 39% of those deaths can be directly attributed to the virus. The rest of it were complications.
Got hit by a bus.
What's that? Yeah, well, but people
got hit by a bus.
Were there, and you know, they went to the hospital and they died of the virus. You know, that kind of stuff. We've become so statistically oriented because the news media wants to tell us, oh, this is how many people died today. Well, that's not true of the virus anyway. What were you starting to say?
My sister-in-law's 47-year-old brother passed away about a month ago. Heart attack. Yeah. Massive heart attack. Seemingly healthy, but massive heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they wanted to plan his funeral. He was delayed. His body was delayed a week because they had to wait for COVID results to come. Dude has a massive heart attack.
Right.
And they have to check to see whether he had COVID first. He came back clean. They released the body. So his funeral was 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Because it was just kind of on hold.
They want to get the payoff.
So, they want to get the check. The state wanted to get the check. Yeah. Everybody goes in, no matter what. You get hit by the bus, you get the COVID check. You fall off of the 10th story of a building, you get the COVID check.
Right, yeah. It's laughable, actually. It's a shame people are dying, but it is laughable. These numbers are ridiculous. And that also serves to feed this whole thing. Wear a mask, socially distance, and get back to work, opening up schools, you know, do all of that stuff. Here's a way, by the way, to help yourself. This is something new on the horizon. If you haven't heard or seen some of the information that's around about Navage nasal care, this is a game changer in the current circumstances that we find ourselves living in. If you have a clean nose, you know, the COVID comes in either through your nose or your eyes. That's how it gets into your body. So if you got a clean nose and you clean it every single day, then you're really doing something that will help you stay healthy. And this product, this is actually a kit. If you've ever, Richie, have you ever seen the box that, I don't know if you know Navage or not, but if you don't, you should get some of this. Yeah. It's a cleansing system, you know, the nasty things that are around right now in the air. This is probably the most important protection that you can have for yourself, to keep yourself from getting what we were just talking about, the COVID. Keep your nose clean. You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, you do that every day. So the question from Navage is, why aren't you cleaning your nose as well to get all the junk that's in there, that's trapped in there, and the hairs in your nose? Why don't you get it out? You can with a product called Navage. Navage is the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. You're going to breathe more clearly, you're going to sleep much better, you're going to feel really super. So to experience this, start by going to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. See what they have, order it, try it. You have, you know, if it doesn't work for you, get your money back, but I know it will. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Great pop song. It also became the theme to Tootsie, as opposed to Tootsie Goodbye, the music and the movie. What are we delving into here? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Movie Moments. So what are we looking at, Chucker?
This day, Doug, December 1st, 1982, Tootsie premiered in Hollywood, went on to become a pretty big box office smash that year. E.T. ultimately was the number one film at the box office, but I believe Tootsie was number two or three. A really good movie. They don't make movies like that anymore. Great casting.
Why? So tell us why, and you're the movie guy. You're the person I have here and have had for 28 years talking about movies and videos and DVDs and all that stuff. So why isn't there production of movies like Tootsie?
I don't know the answer to that completely, other than the fact that the studios seem to want to pour their money into big superhero movies or really high concept productions that can sell overseas. And the comedy has really gone, the comedy, the buddy cop movie, and even simple love stories are not really produced the way they were back in the day.
Did not. Bad Boys 3 did well this past year, right? Wasn't
it? Well, it's a big action movie. It's more considered an action movie. I'm talking to like the movies that Charles Bronson did, or even Clint Eastwood's Dirty Harry series.
Oh, those sorts of things.
You don't see movies like that being produced. But Tootsie was a big hit. I'll give you a trivia question. Do you know the name? Dustin Hoffman's name in the movie was Michael Dorsey. But when he dressed as a female, what did he change his name to?
I haven't the slightest idea. Didn't see the
Dorothy movie. Michael. Dorothy Michael. Oh,
really? That's good to know.
Yeah. Jessica Lange was awesome in that movie. And Bill Murray, who went uncredited, played his brother, was really good in that film, too.
Yeah. So, by the way, what happens when I noticed in the there was a film that came out a couple of weeks ago that I went to see about the – it was Liam Neeson's movie – about the robber becoming honest. And in it was Jeffrey Donovan. Jeffrey Donovan, the television star, has now become a movie actor. And he didn't get credit in the why? Why do you suppose somebody...
Look
at the credits. Sure? I was looking for it, Didn't see him in the credits.
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. Why he wouldn't want a credit in that film makes no sense whatsoever.
Didn't make any sense.
The reason Bill Murray didn't get a credit in Tootsie is because... The director, Sidney Pollack, and the production company didn't want people thinking it was a Bill Murray movie because Bill Murray was really hot at the time. So they didn't want people walking to the movie theater thinking they're going to get, 2 hours of Bill Murray. He just had a small supporting role in the film. He was good in it, but he's not the focal point. So that's why they do that sometimes. Also, they used to do a lot where in the credits they do and Carl Malden is Wilbur in Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. That's a highlight. Okay,
the
this guy's star, a name.
The big stars go at the beginning or the end. Like they do that on NCIS LA. They have Chris O'Donnell as the first, and then at the end, LL Cool J, because they both are equal, and so they deserve equal credit, and so it gets rid of who goes first on the marquee.
Actually, I'll tell you a story. In 1974, when Irwin Allen produced Italian Inferno, Steve McQueen and Paul Newman, especially Steve McQueen, had big egos, so they really both wanted the name at the top billing. So what they did is they put one to the top left and one sort of to the bottom right, and it appeared it was equal. Yeah. On screen, and also in McQueen's contract, it was contractually obligated to get in a certain amount of minutes in the 2 hour and 20 something minute running time of the Towering Inferno. A lot of actors, especially back then, really had even bigger egos than they have now. Now they just want the paycheck.
Who's got the biggest ego, Godzilla or King Kong?
That's a good one.
Yesterday you told us that...
I'll say it's a tie. Yeah, it's probably going to go to HBO Max.
Really?
Probably going to go to HBO. Yeah.
What kind of money?
They did... Warner Brothers owns HBO Max. AT&T owns Warner Brothers. So they'll probably kick back that production company well over $200 million. It'll be a break even, though. I don't see them really making money off it. What they're going to do is it's long-term seed planting on the business model if they could acquire... half a million subscribers, each time they do this stuff, long term, it becomes worth it. So that's the landscape we're playing in.
Ryan Reynolds is balking at a street being renamed for him in Vancouver, where he comes from, because he doesn't want to. Yeah, he doesn't want to get caught in the Ryan Reynolds Expressway is stuck in traffic. The traffic and everybody on the Ryan Expressway. I don't want to go down that road. I thought that was kind of interesting. All right, Chucker.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.